Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Hello. We are back today with Real Talk with LaShonda Williams. I am so glad to be on air this morning to share a word with you all. And the number that if you would like to call in, if you are on air and you would like to call in to give me to ask questions or to leave a comment or to just call in and listen and be a part of the episode. The number for the guest call in is 657-383-1400. That number again is 657-383-1400. And once again, we're on live air with Real Talk with LaShonda Williams. Today, my topic that we're going to discuss is called The Power of Forgiveness. We're going to talk about forgiveness today. This is definitely well needed to be addressed. Because we have so many people that try to move forward in their lives and try to move forward in things to accomplish in life. But the forgiveness, if you have harbored any kind of unforgiveness in your heart against anybody for anything, it can stunt your growth in the Lord. It can stop you from moving forward in the things that God has for you. So we're going to talk on that today. Before we get started, we're going to have a brief prayer. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of those who are listening to this episode. Father God, we pray that something that I say today that will touch their heart, that will touch their mind, their souls, and their spirit, and Lord God, that it will go down within the deep parts of their spirit, Lord God, that it will begin to convict the heart that, Lord God, that we will want to forgive, that it will release stress, it will release the pressures of burdens that we're trying to carry, burdens that you did not choose for us to carry, and they are weighing us down. They are making us sick and, Lord God, ineffective in the kingdom of God, Lord God, because it is your will that all men come to repentance. It is your will that we all walk in the power of forgiveness and love, Lord God. A lot of people are sick with high blood pressure, stress, sugar diabetes, I mean, all types of things that if they're caused from, it could be caused from us not forgiving and carrying burdens and things in on us that you did not choose for us to carry, that your blood is able to heal, your blood is able to deliver. If we want to be free, Lord God, we can be free today. So we thank you today, Lord God, for the power of forgiveness. And when we talk about that today, people, the power of forgiveness, what does that mean? See, the Word of God tells us that I have given you power over all sickness and disease. So power means the ability to do something, the ability to act, a force, a strength, the authority, the influence. So if we're going to move forward in the things of God, he has already went to the cross over 2,000 years ago. He has given us authority over all sickness and disease. He has given us authority to forgive. We can't forgive within our own selves. We need Jesus Christ to come in. We need the power of the blood of Jesus to come in and to cleanse us, to purge us, to help us to be able to forgive, because we can't do it within our own selves. If we could do it within our own selves, we wouldn't need God. But the truth of the matter is we need him and we need his help. But we got to want to be. We got to want to forgive. And you may say to yourself, well, LaShonda, it's easier for you to say that, but you don't know what somebody did to me, or you don't know what somebody did to my family member, or what somebody did to my mom, or to my dad, or to my sister, or to my brother. It's easy for you to say that. And let me tell you, I'm talking from experience. No, it's not. It's easy for me to say that, but it was not easy for me to do that. And the only way that I was able to forgive, and you may say, well, I may not have been through what you've been through. You may not have been through what I've been through. But the truth of the matter is we have all been through some hell, some turmoil in our lives. And if it wasn't for the power of Jesus Christ, if it wasn't for the blood touching our mindset, helping us, crying out to God for help, if it was not for the Lord, we would not have made it. So, and people that well, I don't believe in God, I don't believe in this, well, this show is not for you. You could just cut this episode off right now, because I am a believer. I walk in the power. I walk in the anointing. I know Jesus Christ is real. I know God is real. So if you saying that right now, this is not for you. You can find something else to listen to. So anyway, back to that, and the name of it is Real Talk. I keep it real with you. I keep it 100. I'm not going around here, going around there. The only way you're going to be made free is through the word of God. The truth will make you free, and that's all I'm going to give you today is the truth. It's up to each and every individual to take this truth, apply it to their lives, and move forward in the things of God, or you have the choice to reject it and stay stuck. Choice is yours. But anyway, like I said, it wasn't easy for me. Growing up as a child, you know, being molested by a family member, one who should have been protecting me, but molested me and hurt me. And so I grew up with anger and bitterness, you know, inside of me. And then, you know, women being in a relationship with guys that hurt you, that lie to you, that mistreat you. And so I do know what it's like to have to forgive somebody who have hurt you. It wasn't easy for me. It was not easy for me. I had to go to God. I had to say, Lord, if you don't help me, I can't do it. Because the truth of the matter is I hated the individuals that caused me harm, that caused me pain, and I hated them with a passion. But we're going to go to the Word, and we're going to see what the Word says about this. The Word of God in Mark chapter 11, verse 25 and 26 says, and when ye stand praying, forgive if ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. So we see by the word of God, by scripture, that if we don't forgive, when we go into prayer, go into anything, if we don't forgive, if we have an ought against somebody else, then God says, I will not forgive you. So we're just praying, but they're not getting anywhere because we choose not to forgive. You have to choose to forgive. There is power. You have been given the authority by Christ. You have been given the ability to forgive if you want to forgive. And let me tell you, it feels so relieved and so good to let that pressure and that anger, because some of you all are walking in unforgiveness, and it has caused you to have so many diseases. You have high blood pressure. You're stressed out because you choose not to forgive. And the person that you're harboring unforgiveness from, they have moved on with their lives, and you're still stuck. You're still going through the same rituals, the same routines, the same, just got all this bitterness and anger in you because you choose not to release it so that the power of the Holy Ghost can come in and to purge you and to deliver you. So it says if you stand praying and you forgive not those that have all against you, those that have done you wrong. Yes, they've done you wrong. Yes, they hurt you. But you got to get to a point in your life, people, where you stop talking about what they did to me, how they did this to me. Who cares? Okay, they hurt you. They did some damage to you. Okay, look at what they've done to Jesus. You are not better than Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You're not better. But that comes, and I realized throughout my life, through the hurt, through the pain, I realized that one of my favorite scriptures is Romans 8:28. For we know that all things work together for the good of those who love God and who are called according to his purpose. That's one of my favorite scriptures, and that's one that kept me going. Because you know what? The enemy, we try to come and to ponder in your mind, well, they did this to you, or they said this the wrong way to you, or they hurt you, they did, they did. Okay, they did this to me, devil, but I have authority over that. That was in my past, hallelujah. I choose to forgive. I choose to pray for them. I'm not going to let what they done to me years ago when I was a child, glory be to God, stop me from growing in what God want me to do. And then you can tell when someone had really let something go, because that's all they talk about. Well, they did this to me. I'm just so hurt. I'm just, okay, get over it. Cry about it, not about it, do what you got to do. Get up, shake the dust, pray for them, put it in the hands of God, and move forward, because apparently they have. Mark 11:26 says, but if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive you your trespasses. I don't know about you all today, but I know as for me, I need the Father to forgive me. When I come to him in prayer, I need to have clean lips. I need to come before him, and when I'm having problems, and when I'm saying, Lord, I want to forgive them, but apparently it's something still in me against them, I want to forgive, Father. Help me, deliver me, purge me. And guess what? He will do that. Because why? You choose to forgive. You choose to love. And I said, Father, take this bitterness, take this hatred, take this anger out of me and replace it with the love of God. Because look at what we've done to you, Jesus. We out here in the world doing our own thing, disobedient to your word, disobedient to you, don't care what you say, didn't care what you thought, and we gave our mind, soul, body away to everybody and everything, committing idolatry, praising other gods, other people, women praising men, men praising women, praising our children, putting them in the place of God that God rightfully deserves that first place and that head in our life. But we would commit idolatry, and he forgave us. We came to him, and he forgave us a wretched, nasty, dirty, messed up thing like us. And he said, come on in, my daughter. Come on in, my son. I'm going to cleanse you. I'm going to purge you. Hallelujah. And we can't show people the same grace and mercy that God has shown us. God forbid. Glory be to God. Proverbs 10 and 12 says, hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all sin. Hatred stirs up strife. It's easy to go around here and just hate people. Wall in your eyes. You got so much bitterness and anger, and it makes you ugly. You can put on all the mascara, all the makeup you want to. Your spirit is ugly. Your attitude stinks. Nobody wants to be around you. You blaming people for not wanting to be around you because, well, I stand for Christ, so that's why people don't want to be around me, which we know that's going to happen anyway. But that's not the reason why they don't want to be around you. They don't want to be around you because all you do is murmur and complain. All you do is walk around with your mean, stuck-up, always just, and it's just, your spirit is nasty. Your spirit stinks. Your spirit is harsh. Nobody wants to be around that type of person. Nobody. So they stay away from you because you're full of anger. You're full of bitterness. Hallelujah. You don't show no love of God because you want to allow the Holy Spirit to come in and purge you and cleanse you. Hallelujah. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It says, if we confess, confess means to say it out of our mouth. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We need the word of God. We are sanctified through the word of God. We are clean through the word of God. We need the word of God to clean our souls, hallelujah, to purge us, to cleanse us, that we can show forth the power of God. You can quote scriptures all day long, people, but I'm telling you, your actions speak louder than your words. When you have you have bitterness and anger built up inside of you, you start growing up to look around too, to think everybody's out to get you. Everybody's not out to get you. Well, they don't like me. So what? Who cares if they don't like you? The Bible didn't tell us to like everybody. He said to love everybody. There's a difference. I can love you but not like you. I cannot like your ways, but I can still love you with the love of God. Hallelujah. I can still pray for you. Hallelujah, Jesus. I still can pray for you. There is power in forgiveness, people. There is power in forgiveness. I see we have a caller online. If you have anything that you would like to say or questions that you would like to ask, feel free to ask. Feel free to speak. And if you don't, that's good too. Thank you for calling and listening in. But anyway, the power of forgiveness. There is power when we choose to forgive. The problem is we're such a people that walk around, we talk, but there's really nothing to us, and we're wondering why we can't move forward in the things of God. And people of God, let me tell you something. And I see this a lot in women because I do have a women's ministry, so I minister and deal with a lot of women. And I see this, and I'm like, God, help me to deal with this because we have to be patient with people. But I see this all the time. You revert back, you keep reverting back to what somebody did to me when I was a child, how my daddy did me, how my mama did me. Okay, after a while of that, pray and ask God to forgive you, to help you to forgive them so that you can be delivered and move forward, because being stuck in that is going to keep you in a rut. You'll be sitting around, well, LaShonda, I did do this. I did do that. It's not about LaShonda, what LaShonda see or what LaShonda don't see. I have no power to deliver you. I have no power to heal you. It's about the blood of Jesus Christ. It's about you want to be made free, going to God, confessing your sins, asking him to deal with you and purge you. When things start surfacing up in your life, don't sit around and murmur and complain. Disconnect yourself from people. See, that's a trap of the enemy. I'm going to go here right now. That's a trap I see all the time of the enemy. God will place you amongst believers because there are so many people out here that you just can't, you certain people you just can't be around, because who wants to be around somebody that's always putting them down? Who wants to be around somebody that's not lifting them up in the word of God, or that's not giving them the truth? And let me tell you the truth hurts. So it's going to cut you. It's going to slice you, everything, every which kind of way. But there's somebody that loves your soul. The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. Anybody tell you anything else that's going to pat you on your back, tell you, girl, it's going to be okay. Man, it's going to be okay. There are a lot of truth is not in them. You better get away from them. I'm going to tell you the truth, because the truth will make you free, because I love your soul. But you need, if God placed people in your life, don't listen to the lies of the enemy. Well, blah, 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 blah. Shonda said this, Shonda said that. Shonda did this, Shonda did that. That wasn't right. You don't need to talk to her. You don't need. That's the lies of the enemy. That's the lies of the enemy. To come in, divide, and conquer. Because if he can divide you, just like the so-called body of Christ is divided with denominationalism, we don't believe that. We don't believe this. We don't believe this. Then you got this group where we don't fellowship with them because they don't believe the same thing. We don't fellowship. And it's all demonic. That has nothing to do with Christ, nothing to do with the body of Christ, and the sheep are shattered. Just out here, and the wolf is devoured and conquered, divine and conquered. So, but that's got to be a choice that you have to make for your own self. You have to make that choice. I don't know about nobody else, but I choose to live today. I choose not to wallow in mud, wallow in what somebody did to me, what they said to me. It's time to get up, shake off, and go. So what they did this, so what? My dad wasn't in my life either, by choice. So what? God bless him. I love him. I forgive him, but I'm moving forward. I will not allow nothing and nobody separate me from the love of God. I will not allow nothing and nobody stop me from getting up, doing what God said do, and walking in power and walking in the anointing. Bless God. I don't care if my phone don't never ring. I don't care if nobody never knock on my door. So what? I'm not in this to please people. I'm in here to do what God chose and called me to do. I'm going to go forth, and I'm on this earth to give him glory, to praise him, hallelujah, and do what he called me to do while short period of time that I have in this earth. And I'm going to do and please him, not man. We're going to wrap this thing up. And like I said before, I'm going to give you all another chance. If you have anything that you have a question you would like to ask or a comment that you would like to say, feel free at this time. Okay. So now nobody has anything to say. But I'm going to wrap this up, and I'm going to say this, and then we're going to be through, and we're going to pray it out. It's time for us as believers to walk in the power of forgiveness, walk in the authority that God has given us. That's a sad state to live in, to wake up every morning walking around with your head down, beat down by the devil, conquered, and you talking about, I got the victory through Christ. You don't got no victory. You have no victory. You're defeated. Well, I'm more than a conqueror. Finish that scripture through Christ Jesus. You're not more than a conqueror within your own strength. That's why I said the power that God has given us. You're more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus, through the power, through the anointing that he has given us. And power also means to influence. If you don't allow the power of forgiveness to come in your life and you be healed, you be delivered and made free, you cannot walk in power and influence anybody else. You can quote scripture all day long to them. But if you are not first a partaker of that word, you cannot influence the world that's around us. Because you'll walk around saying you're a woman of God, saying you're a man of God, always blabbing and walking around with your head down, what you're talking about, I cannot do, I'm sick and tired, I'm just tired, I'm just tired. Every time you get tired, you're not going to make it, my sister, my brother. You're not going to make it. You're not going to make it. Because if the enemy can hear you say, I'm just tired, I just quit, I just give up, I just did, you know what? I'll get down in the trenches with you and fight. But when it comes to getting in the trenches and you just sitting there commumbling and complaining, I'm getting out of there with you because I'm not carrying any dead weight. I pray for you, my sister. I pray for you, my brother. But I'm not carrying any dead weight. Just like God healed and delivered me from unforgiveness and from the pain and the hurt, and he has replaced it with love, and he's given me power, he's given me the anointing to fight. Fight the good fight of faith. We are in a warfare. That's one thing the enemy not going to hear me say. I don't care. He's bringing it on. I mean, he's putting me and my husband through a warfare. We are in a warfare. The Bible says you in this world, you will have tribulation. But be ye of good cheer. I have overcome. The word of God said we shall overcome by the word, by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word. What do we speak of our testimony? What does our life look like? My life look like fight. My life look like I'm binding up, I'm loosing. My life look like, devil, you come on, I'm coming on, hallelujah, because I got power over you, glory be to God. That's what it looks like, fasting and praying. Hallelujah. Not going to be an easy walk. Not going to be an easy walk. So we have to know and we have to understand that. This is not an easy walk. We're going to have to give up, get up and give up. You see all day people posting on Facebook, people doing all types of YouTube videos, all types of God this, Jesus that, Jesus. And he looking down saying, really? You really trying to preach and teach and talk about me and you won't obey me? You rebellious against me? You won't allow me to purge you? You won't allow me to heal you? You just so quick to throw in the towels and quit and give up on me? After all I have suffered and went through to save you, to deliver you, I have given you the power to forgive. I have given you the power to lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. I have given you the power, the authority, hallelujah. But you just say forget it and throw in the towel. Oh, glory be to God. Now is not the time to be slack. Now is not the time to quit. Because if the enemy can, he'll cut your head off. And I'm talking about literally, spiritually and naturally. Now is not the time. Dig in them trenches and fight, fight, fight. Put on the full armor of God, the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Not quote scriptures, not posting them on Facebook, but that you will be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. I pray that something that I said today, that it bless you all. That's the purpose of me doing my radio talk blog. It's not about how many callers I can get in, how many this and how many that. And don't get me wrong, I appreciate you all that do call in. Thank you. That listen to the episode, but don't just listen to them. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Hear what the Spirit of God is saying to you. Eklashunda out, because it's not about me and what I'm saying. But it's about what the Spirit of God is saying to you. It's about growing a little higher. It's about releasing some things out of your life so that you can grow a little higher, so that you can be healed, so that you can be delivered if you want to be. And I thank you all for tuning in today. I thank you all for listening to the radio broadcast. If you can, you can download it to your computer. You can download this to your iPod or whatever you listen to, your tablet. And just get the word down off in your spirit. Get it down off in your spirit. Share it with others. I want to see people walk in power. I want to see people walk in anointing. I don't want to see you walking around being religious and just going through the unctions and the functions, looking good on the outside, but black and sooty and nasty inside. I want to see you clean and sanctified through the word of God, because he is truly a healer. He is truly a deliverer. And the power, there is power in forgiveness. I love you all, and may the Lord continuously bless you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, each and every person that listens to this blog, Lord God, bless the ears of them, Lord God. Unstop their ears that they can hear what you're saying to their spirit, Lord God. Heal, deliver, and make the captives free, Lord God. Have your way in our lives, Lord God. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you, Lord God, for the power of forgiveness. We thank you, Lord God, that if we choose to forgive others, even though they've hurt us, Lord God, that you will forgive us. But we must first make the choice to forgive others, that we need your forgiveness. We really need your forgiveness. And we thank you, Father, for your word, for your power, and for your anointing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I love you all. May the Lord continuously bless you. And hope to see you next time on my next blog. To all of you that may call in to the show, you may didn't have any questions or comments, but I pray you were blessed by the episode. May you all continuously be blessed.